Recording. We're recording. Welcome everybody to the Thursday, May 15th, 2025 meeting of the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center Board. Sarah, could you please call the roll?
David Aguayo,
Here.
Angela Bozo,
Here.
Kathleen Detman,
Here.
Chuck Erickson, Judy
I'm
Kurofsky,
here.
Glenn Craig,
Here.
Aureliano Amontes, Stephen Peters,
Here.
Jim Ring,
Here.
Eric Rothier,
Here.
Kevin Shave, Kevin, I need it, Scheibler.
Yeah. Easy.
Scheibler. I
Here.
think I said it different every time. I'm really sorry.
Really. Thanks.
And then Mike Revere.
Here.
We have quorum.
Good. Thank you, Sarah. Is there any public comment?
There is not.
So then we'll do disclosures and recusals. Eric?
Do my employer and health agency, Brookfield Health Center.
How's that feeling?
Good.
Oh, good. Here's Jeff.
Oh, God.
You know,
see your name
I can,
in there.
I can bring you down. You can use that.
You're
just use that one. Fine.
Just turn it. Let's just kind of
choose the advisor. Boy,
you know,
yeah.
You know,
you're right there. He has to work this year. Usually,
so, all right, we're still doing disclosures
yeah.
and recusals, Eric.
Eric is.
Alder Revere, do you have any?
Should disclose.
Disclose. Oh. Chuck is going to do it. Do some.
I was just telling Chuck that
we think he
Sarah
can.
Says we think he should
yeah.
disclose because I'm chair of the AEC Redevelopment Committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm disclosing that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job.
Got it. Thank you. Alder Revere.
We're going okay.
It looks like
Monona Terrace Booking Event Assistance Advisory Committee and the City Tax Commission.
Thank you.
I'm also on the event advisory committee.
Thank you, Angela. Glenn?
City of Madison Room Tax Commission.
Thank you. Anybody else want to recuse or disclose anything? Why is it called recusals? We have to work on that. Recuses. All right, new business, community events, sponsorships. Kristen.
She's on. But
is she going to do it?
We were just, it's presented in the packet.
Okay.
And it's every year we have a list of the sponsors that we our sponsorships are getting for community events.
Yeah.
And we get your blessing. So if you just ask for a motion, that would be amazing.
So you're not going to list them, we're not going to discuss them, we're just going to do it. Is that what you suggest?
You can discuss them if you'd like.
Yep. Just list them. Yes, thank you.
So we're getting a grant for Lakeside Kids from Dane Arts for $731. And we're getting a sponsorship from General Beverage for our rooftop concerts and Dane Dances of $5,000. And a sponsorship from MG&E for concerts on the rooftop for $5,000. And a sponsorship from Friends of Monona Terrace Madison Community Foundation for Concerts on the Rooftop, Health and Wellness, and the Intern for $8,849, for a total of $19,580.
Well, good work, Kristen. Thank you. We don't have to do anything about it.
We usually make a motion on it.
Oh, okay, so is there a motion to
approve?
Yeah, approve, accept the grants.
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Oh, you have a question?
Can you remind us which corporate sponsor did we lose for rooftop? I thought we lost
Frank,
them, but
Frank Beverage.
Oh, so it just switched from Frank to
General.
Gina?
Yes.
Okay. And Frank was paying the same amount to BBS.
I think it was a little more, right? Oh. Did Jeff, do you have that figure?
I think Frank was $10,000 and General Beverage is $5,000.
Hmm.
And did Frank then cover the...
I'm sorry?
The Friends group covered the difference?
I think Friends is actually for helping with that, but also some of the community programming and the intern that we recently finished up having. But, you know, theirs is more of a collection of what are the things that Kristen would like to identify that help with paying for. And so that's where the community foundation money comes from. And then the $5,000 from General Beverage, and I forget what the other $5,000 was. MGNA.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions? All those, so just accepting them. Why would nobody accept them? Anybody? we'll take a vote. All those in favor of the motion, answer aye.
Aye.
Is anyone opposed? Okay, thank you. The motion passes. And now we have the Finance Committee report by Glenn.
Thank you. We're here to present the capital budget for 2026, believe it or not. And in your packet, we have a 25 and a 26 and another future wish list. And Jeff graciously volunteered to go through the 26 capital expenditure budget, which the Finance Committee passed. We're bringing it to the full board here for approval.
By Glenn saying graciously accepted, I lost the coin flip. So this year's submission was made really easy because, you know, the city wanted us to keep the submission that we did last year very close to the vest and keep it, you know, a lot of the money the same. And so this year we kept 2026 through 2030 identical to what we presented last year. The only change was the addition of 2031. Because that's year six now in the city's capital improvement program. We got direction from the city finance department for the funding for it, which is very similar to previous years. The building and building improvement to be part of the general obligation borrowing, the machinery and other equipment portion to be funded through the hotel room tax as part of our subsidy when you combine that with our operating expenses. There's a list of the 2026 program or the projects identified in the packet, I think, that you guys got, broken out by those that are building and building improvements and the ones that are machinery and other equipment. We also listed this year's projects that we got approved last year. Maybe coincidentally, 2025 and 2026 have the same exact dollar amount for the grand total. They're just a little bit different between machinery and building improvement. And so the room tax commission will probably be happy this year because the 2026 request is lower this year than it was in last year's capital budget submission. We met with Mayor and her team in two different sessions yesterday. And Connie presented our stuff. We got two or three questions/comments. And after about less than 3 minutes, they were like, anything else from Monona Terrace? No? Okay. We're moving on to the library. And so ours was pretty simple. And because we went under the directive of trying to keep the dollar amounts similar to what we submitted last year, that made our job an awful lot easier as well. End of report.
Thank you. Yep,
thank you. No, yes, to do.
Mine's due. Okay. So any questions or further discussion on the capital budget? Questions, comments? Hearing none, I think we'll take a motion.
Maybe I should call it a motion to approve the capital budget. And a second. Either way,
I'll second.
Are there any further questions of Glenn or of Jeff? Discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye. Is anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes. And Jeff, now you're up. The finance. Thank you. You're doing a lot of work here.
Yeah.
Doesn't say with any weather, if I could get you guys out of here quick.
No, it just said I'm monitoring it. It says rain is expected to stop in 14 minutes.
My wife sent me a video of hail. Yes.
Hail?
Downtown.
My car's
moving. My car's only covered parking it ever gets.
I left mine.
Just stay here until.
Okay. So I'll start with Bill's stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to compete with Bill. You're going to do it all.
No. So we did our projected revenue for the rest of the year. If you remember last year, or last month's meeting, I think we're a little bit above 11, just a shade over 11% of the budget. That's improved for the after the April event is all closed. We're now at about 10.75% under budget, but that's still just means that there's I think still about 20 inventions still to be held for the last 8 months of the year. If those spend at what they have done historically, at least for the ones that we rebooked, everything is still, I think it's still going to come in better than the 10.75 that we're down right now. Ancillary gift shops doing well, tours are doing well, our miscellaneous stuff, again, because we haven't had a lot of canceled events, our retained deposit revenue is down, but as I tell you guys periodically, I'd much rather get the event revenue than the retained deposit, because if they do a $30,000 event versus the $2,500 we got as a deposit for their ring, I'll take the 30 grand at any time, and I'm sure Wendy and her team would as well. For April, we ended up about $32,000 under in revenue. That coupled with about $7,000 higher expenses, mostly hourly wages, that ends up with our $39,000 deficit. We're running right at about $85,000 down for the year. But again, once we hit some of these larger conventions, especially with the historical information we've got from previous years that they've been here, they oftentimes spend twice the amount of room rental, which we call upsell percentage. If they do that, it's going to be just fine. I'm not worried yet, and I'm sure Bill would tell you the same thing. That the other nice part about it is on the projections, banquets have been coming in a little much more. They're still coming in pretty well. Meetings, he says every month, it's true, they're lagging a little bit. Conferences and conventions are doing well. The biggest note, and I think I put it at the bottom of your board report, there were 6 conferences budgeted for the month of April. We only had 3. The nice part, though, was we use typically around $18,000 as an event average for conferences. The 3 that we held actually average a little bit over 25 grand per event. So they're spending the money. It's just that we didn't have as many as we were hoping for when we did the budget back in June of last year. Overall, last year we were ahead of the game, but that was because we did have some really big conventions in that first quarter of the year. This year we're down a little bit, but I still feel very confident that things will be good as we get closer to, most times it's through September, October, November, December starts to slow down a little bit, but the heavy stuff happens July, August, September. End of the report.
A question to Jeff. Anybody?
Well, how far back does the hotel tax lag?
I didn't hear the...
So how far back? So you have... What month are you actually collecting the motel tax from?
Ours is a little weird because we get sort of settled up with the city at the end of the year. The city sort of fronts us until the end of the year, and then as we get all of our stuff reconciled between our event management software and the city's software, that's when they make their, contribution, but the entry to give us our tax, the room tax money.
So you're just, this is just what's budgeted.
Correct.
Not actual, because so that could go up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so our room tax commission, or I mean our room tax amount for this year is just a shade under $5,400,000. I think it's $5,392,000. And so the formula is essentially, our operating revenues plus the room tax equals our budget on a monthly basis. And then, like I said, at the end of the year, we'll either be plus or minus. I'm feeling still pretty comfortable that will be plus. One thing on our, I forgot to mention on our payroll, because we've had so many permanent positions that have been not filled, that's actually been a little bit of a godsend because those permanent wages have been able to help offset the increase in hourly wages. And so that's why payroll is only about $7,000 over if we had all of those permanent positions in there. Well, it's tough to say. We may not have had as much hourly if we've got permanent people in place as well. But it helps out this month.
Anything else, Jeff? Jeff, thank you. No, our director.
Oh. Okay, well, for the director's report, I've been holding meetings with the newly elected alders to introduce them to Menominee Terrace. I've done that since I was promoted to this position back in 2020 because A, I want to get to know them, and B, people don't understand convention centers and how we're funded and how we work. So they always have a lot of questions. So far, I'm about halfway.
Such a good task, Connie. Thank you.
Yeah, I love doing it. I was told today by one of the new alders that I'm the only person that does this. Yeah. And might confirm.
Yeah.
But I found it to be really useful because then I have a connection with them, a way to, you know, contact them. They've been gracious in offering their assistance in any area that I need help with, and so I'm going to continue. Let's see, operations. AV is upgrading our internal servers. Is that done? Do you know? Or
no, the hardware has to be set up, and then we need to actually do the migration.
Cool. All right, and we've been having problems with our air wall down in the X hall, just the one piece, and we finally got that fixed this week. So that's a huge plus, because we've been having to put up like extra drape to kind of close that gap, and it isn't very foundproof. So that's not been
between the two halves, between A and B.
Yeah, yep. It's the first piece that like has the extender on it.
Yeah,
it's been broken.
Noticeable
and unsafe, so we couldn't use this office. We're also working on our HVAC system controls and upgrading those, as it's all 28 years old, and the a lot of the different parts are not operating at full capacity. So we have I ordered them. And that they're all the parts are here, and now we're starting to work with the vendor to get them installed. And our the bonus is they're training our staff how to do that, so we'll be able to do that going forward. Community events continues to have really successful events. Yoga Core attendance for April was 477 people. Meditation for April was 227 people. And of course, their standard Froebel block workshops continue to be well received by the schools. I'm going to point out one of the interesting events that they put together. Our team is constantly coming up with ideas for new events just to, you know, and bring people in to the building and kind of make have fun, but also have an educational aspect. But they put together this Right Look fashion show, the Right Look fashion show, and 485 people came to that. I know, it's amazing.
And so what was the
theme? Yeah, was it just period flat, costuming?
Flat, and flat roof?
No, it was like architectural based designs.
That's cool.
And there's beautiful photos. I think it's on Instagram.
Okay.
Or Facebook. You can find them. They of all the different models, and it's very beneficial.
That's cool.
So the community events team is just doing a fantastic job on that. The gift shop has some new crafter higher new piece head themed items. If you're a paper fan and you need socks, or your dog needs a bib or a hat. Let's see. some new events. Well, actually, I want to point out Shine. Shine is our new advertising agency, and they also work with Destination Madison. So we met with Bill and his team met with Destination Madison to explore if there were synergies that could be, we could work together and save money, basically, and have our advertising, help both of us.
So that means Heaving no longer
is? Heaving did not win the bid this last time. Shine.
And was that one of the reasons that because the ability to coordinate with Destination Madison, or that just happened?
No, it was just the whole package. Like there's a number of things that we looked at besides cost, and overall Shine came under. And because of that, then we were like, hey, maybe we can, both benefit from this, having the same ad agency. Mm-hmm. So they're going to continue that. And then we have several new events. The Monroe Street Art Center fundraiser is coming here for the first time. The UW conferences are going to have an event here called the 50th Celebration of the Department of Gender and Women's Studies. And we have a bunch of repeat ones. And then the Urban League Greater Madison put their 2026 Madison Regional Economic Development and Diversity Summit here. And the Dane County Humane Society will return here with their TOTA Gala. This is their seventh time here. And I should say the summit has been here since 1999. So that's a very faithful group coming back. And then I'm going all the way to the business office, human resources part. As you may have read ahead and know, there has been promoted to the AD manager, which greatly saddens me. It's good for her, bad for me.
Why did you let that happen?
And bad for the board.
And I was on the interview panel. Still, she did such a great job interviewing. And I feel like she, over the 19 years, which I still cannot believe you've been here 19 years before, it seems a lot less. she deserves the opportunity, and I think she'll do fantastic. And then.
Oh, so you've already done it.
Yes, she started Monday.
She's just
she's double. She's got both right now. She's just like in both areas right now. But we're hopefully we'll have her job posted next week and get rolling on that. And within a month, she'll be in her job full time, her new job. Also, but not on here, I want to let you know that we did find a replacement for Bill Zineman. Steve Dongara, who's currently the sales manager, did a great job interviewing. And there was some pretty, there were some other people that had some good experience. He just had all of the areas. We had a lot of sales managers, which will help us when we're replacing him. We know that there a couple of them will definitely apply for that. And that should be getting posted next week as well. We also were able to promote a couple of full-time or part-time hourly employees to full-time operations workers. And we were able to hire 6 operations part-time positions. And then while we did hire 2 mechanic ones, one of them decided this was like just too fast paced for him. He was used to like more of an industrial type of maintenance job where he didn't have a lot of customers. And he said he loves Monona Terrace, but it's just too hectic and too much going on for him to continue. So we're reposting that next week as well. I think that's it. So I'll open it up to any questions.
Thanks, Connie. Questions for Connie? Anybody?
Well, a warm congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well deserved. Oh. Thank you so much at our meetings.
Is that because of the presentation you did?
Visit us.
I did start working with them shortly after that.
Yeah,
you were so good at it. Good, Sarah.
I will visit you. I'll come and give you special reports.
Yes. At every meeting where there's new babies.
Yeah.
What about when we have technical problems?
Oh, I'll be here.
And then the day you walk me through the event downstairs.
Good point.
And you were making notes. Going to, you were here that day.
I sure was.
Yeah. She's so integrated into this building and the events that happen here. Sarah, congratulations. Thank you. Miss you already.
And she'll be here, though. That's the bonus.
Yeah, can't call her about what time is the meeting.
You can. I probably will know.
Oh, that's right, because it'll be somewhere on your thing.
Sarah will be getting help because the city council is voting at our next meeting on Tuesday to allow for a third tech services specialist to be who will be supervised by Sarah. Mm-hmm. So there, for those that don't know, the two I think have been pretty overworked and stressed with their scheduling and overtime and so forth.
Mm-hmm. What a wonderful
opportunity. So Connie, was that in the works before you decided on Sarah, or were you going to do that anyway? Or wait for the next
one. Actually,
I believe we worked on it for a while. Yeah,
it was one of the things that I brought up in my interview. Like, Connie and I've been working on this.
Yeah. With broken HR. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. Wonderful.
So that will be posted soon by HR after the council meeting Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. You know me. You know I get on things.
Yeah. It'll be different, right?
It really will be different. Yeah. I work with Sarah more than anyone else on the staff, it seems like.
Steve, you might want
to. You're our ombuds person you go to for everything.
I am going to miss you guys. Stop it.
Where's your gift from the Monona Terrace gift shop?
I'll be happy that later.
She's allocated a budget and picks it up. That's all.
So this is your last meeting, then?
No, I'll train someone, so I'll be attending with that person.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the next question. What about the June board meeting date?
She'll be here for that transition.
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
So could I just mention that I don't quite have a quorum for June 25th, but I am waiting to hear from some folks. I can't remember which folks those were. It's a Wednesday, which is weird, and I know a lot of people are gone in June.
So it'll be at the same time, right?
But the same time. So if you guys want to, what I can
do.
You
want to decide now, or are you still
doing
that? We're away from quorum.
I'm like one person kind of thing. So it's.
I didn't respond like.
Okay. So then.
And I can be there too. Did I respond to you?
You did. Thank you.
Of course. So I'm going to just respond.
It's
June 25th, okay. And it's a Wednesday. I will immediately send out an invitation. That's right. You told me.
I must not have responded either.
I thought you did too.
Okay. Just on my phone.
Okay. Well, I haven't put it on your calendar yet because I was still waiting for other people probably. So I'll put it on your calendars. I'll put it on your calendars after this meeting and then you will know. Yay. Thank you, everybody, making that easy for me.
So is there anything else we need to do? Because the nominating committee comes in that meeting.
Yeah, that'll be in June.
All right.
We will have a meeting of
them. My phone says the rain's stuck.
Could I just mention something?
Yes, please.
I didn't think to put it on your announcements, but yeah, the nominating committee, the three of us can do, or the four of us, I'm also including myself, but we can have another maybe Zoom meeting and just knock that out, make sure we get it all official.
Okay. Yep.
And I don't know what date yet, but I'll find out.
Do you know how to do a Zoom?
And team meetings. Just multiple.
Team meetings.
The meetings.
All those Zoom meetings. Oh, my goodness. I was thinking about that today.
Great idea. We'll steal you away, Sarah. At your channel. Grab you next.
No, I'll never leave you on a terrace.
Thank you.
Hey, I think unless there's any other business.
That's part of the contract.
But you see it forever.
I cannot leave until I'm.
You need someone to review that agreement.
Katie has something.
Oh, hi, Katie. Hey, Judy. How are you?
Is there a repeat gig for Bill?
Again, same thing. When is Bill's last meeting?
I'm getting ready to send out that invitation. It's going to be, his party is going to be on July 11th. It's a Friday. I think, yeah. And it'll be at the top of the park. Lodge. No, it's going to be fancier. Like, it's going to be at the top of the park.
Laura retires and there's...
You know what?
Get the business.
But Bill's like, I think people are tired of the Elk Lodge at this point.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, I know. I'm never tired of the Elk Lodge. But yeah, so it's going to be at the top of the.
I hope the park gives you a good deal.
I'm
listening to you.
He's dealing with those things, those matters. I'm sending out the invitation. And
Bill's dealing with the matters?
He's dealing with some of those matters, yeah.
All right, well, that figures. So, and what day did you just say it is?
I said July 11th.
Okay.
The invite will go out this week yet.
Okay,
Katie.
Do you want to share with people
we
report
tomorrow? Sure. It's not official. But,
not official.
Sherry Carter has agreed to join our.
Oh, great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is she leaving ALRC?
Yeah.
Oh. And David and Steve are on the council agenda Tuesday night as well for reappointments.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both for re-upping.
What time did you say what time Bill's party was?
It'll be 5 to 7.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, anything else to come before the board?
Hopefully when you go up there, it's not hailing anymore.
It's
hailing pretty bad.
Was it when you were coming?
Yeah.
Were you injured?
I was doing it.
You what?
Kid test. Yes.
I dropped text apps and all that phone. I gotta get on the ground. Yeah.
Well, let's go. Right. I was going to drive to the board. Oh, we have to have a motion to adjourn. Thank you. Is there a second?
Who said that? I'm sorry, missed it. Chuck?
Thanks. Second. Someone want a second? Chuck's been doing.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is any objection to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none, we will adjourn. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
That was a heavy meeting for the non-meeting meeting.